Hello, Pastor Steve Waldron with Biblical Archaeology Today, and I'm so grateful you're here with us, and I'm very thankful to be your host. We're looking at the Great Stones of Baalbek today, and I'll tell you a little bit about it. I've done multiple podcasts on Baalbek over the years, but I wanted to just look at the stones specifically and what interaction they have with Holy Scripture. So thank you again for being here. But, you know, the Bible talks about giants. And so that's one thing. When you look at megaliths around the world, Graham Hancock and others, and I wouldn't agree with everything Graham Hancock says, but many people come to the conclusion that giants had to be involved. And even in some of, like, the reliefs, the pictures at certain archaeological sites, show some extremely big beings, and not always in the context of, like, exalting the king as being bigger, you know, like Charlemagne was 7 feet tall, legitimately. But, you know, I mean, it would be like slaves would be huge. And so that's that. And, of course, we're all in abhorrence of slavery. But then also the technology of ancient man. Not only Solomon, but a biblical worldview isn't man coming out of the caves and getting gradually smarter and smarter. It's man in the image of God and losing it in the fall and being cast out of the Garden of Eden, but still living 900 plus years and probably having some incredible intelligences, the ability to build this massive ark to survive a worldwide flood, and on and so forth. So let's get started. Again, thanks for being here. So that's how it interacts with Scripture. So the Baalbek stones are six massive Roman worked stone blocks in Baalbek, ancient Heliopolis, Lebanon, characterized by megalithic gigantism unparalleled in antiquity. So you can just see they're just huge. The smallest three are part of a podium wall in the Roman complex of the Temple of Jupiter Baal, Heliopolitan Zeus, on Tell or Mount Baalbek, and are known as the Trilithon. Each of these estimated about 750 to 800 tons. Now, I mean, let's think about just what we're saying here. A ton is 2,000 pounds. And you're looking at 750 to 800 of these. I mean, there's pictures like of the pregnant woman. And I intended just to do, I think it's the pregnant woman that I had seen on a archaeological video on YouTube that I was going to do. I said, no, I'm going to do all six of these. But, I mean, it's absolutely massive. So they got a guy standing on it, and he's just minuscule for this one. And it's beautifully paved. It's not, like, rocky. It's planed, as it were. The remaining three are Roman monoliths, not part of the larger structure, conventionally known as the Stone of the Pregnant Woman, estimated 1,000 tons, the Stone of the South, estimated 1,242 tons, and the Forgotten Stone, actually it was a Forgotten Stone was the one I was going to do, is estimated at 1,650 tons. These are, in reverse order, the first, third, and fifth largest known stones ever quarried in human history. They're believed to have been intended for the nearby Jupiter Baal complex, possibly as an addition to the Trilithon, but perhaps due to their size, they were never removed from their quarry. They've not been used since their extraction in ancient times. But, I mean, how the tools it would have taken to smooth these stones out and to move them, incredible. So numerous archaeological expeditions have gone to the site starting in the 19th century, the 1800s, primarily German and French groups. Research has continued until today, the 21st century. The Stone of the Pregnant Woman, in Arabic, it's Hajar el-Hibul, was called the first monolith. It still lies in ancient quarry at a distance of 900 meters from the Heliopolis Temple Complex. So, I mean, you're talking over a half mile. Although the smallest of the three monoliths is also the most famous due to its fine condition, the imposing angle in which it lies, never having been fully hidden by earth. In 1996, a geodetic team from the Austrian city of Linz conducted, and we're on Wikipedia, I don't know if I mentioned that, conducted topographical measurements at the site, which aimed at establishing the exact dimensions of the two monoliths or possible use in the construction of the gigantic Jupiter temple. According to their calculation, the block weighs 1,000.12 tons, thus practically confirming older estimations such as that of Jean-Pierre Adam. The rectangular stone block is 20.31 to 20.76 meters long. I mean, it's just amazing. 4 meters wide at its base, 4.14 to 5.29 meters wide at the top, and 4.21 to 4.32 meters high. Has an estimated density 2.6, 2.8 grams per centimeter. Not squared, but I don't know, with the three up top, would that be tried or something? Trad. Anyhow, there's multiple stories behind the name. One says the monolith is named after a pregnant woman who tricked the people of Bel back into believing she knew how to move the giant stone, if only they would feed her until she gave birth. So that's interesting. Pregnant djinns are always also that, and that would some go back to the legends of Genesis 6. Genesis 6, not a legend, but some people make it legendary. And then you've got the Stone of the South, also known as the second monolith, was rediscovered in the same quarry in the 1990s. Estimated ton, 1242 tons. It surpasses even the dimension of the stone of the pregnant woman. So that's pretty amazing. Got a picture of it here. Then the Forgotten Stone, also called the third monolith, was discovered in the same quarry in 2014 by archaeologists, a German archaeological institute. Estimated around 1,500 tons, making it the largest stone ever quarried. That's 3.3 million pounds, 64 feet long, 20 feet wide, 18 feet high. Got it in situ, a picture at the Baalbek Quarry, beside the stone of the pregnant woman. And then the Trilithon, also known as the Three Stones, and the upper of the two largest courses of the stone pictured in the Temple of Jupiter Baal. I mean, these are, how did they get them up there for this building? So there are three horizontally lying giant stones which form part of the podium of the Temple of Jupiter Baal at Baalbek. The location of the megalithic structures is atop a hill of the region known as Tel Baalbek. Each one of these stones is 19 meters long, 4.2 meters high, meter just a tad bigger than a yard, so 3.6 meters thick, weighs around 750, 800 tons. The supporting stone layer beneath features a number of stones which weigh an estimated 350 tons each and are 11 meters wide. That's the foundations. Although they don't form a trilithon in the modern archaeological sense, they have been known as a trilithon since at least the early Byzantine period. So, just amazing. And one other one, I don't think we're going to do a separate podcast on this. I'll just throw it in this one. And it's the Western Stone. And I think I've mentioned this in times past. But the Western Stone is a monolithic ashlar worked stone block forming part of the lower level of the Western Wall in Jerusalem. This largest stone in the Western Wall is visible in the Western Wall Tunnel. It's one of the largest building blocks in the world. They've got somebody standing next to it. Just incredible. The stone's exposed face can be freely measured as 44.5 feet long and 11 feet high, but its width and depth is hidden within the wall. In June 2006, Harry M. Joel from the University of Wisconsin-Eau Claire, Josh Anderson, pastors in Eau Claire, what a great guy he is. I think it's Eau Claire. Performed GPR measurements to determine the depth of the stone. The conclusion of his team was the depth ranges from 5.9 to 8.2 feet. The calculated weight of the stone is 250 to 300 tons. So the location is in the Western Wall, north of Wilson's Arch, below ground level, and can be accessed through the Western Wall tunnels. It's part of the Great Course, a name used for the tallest and longest course layer of stones of the Western Wall. The stone blocks are of the Herodian Age, and the stones next to the Western Stone are in sequence 6.6, 39.8 feet, and 26 feet, respectively. So, I mean, this is just absolutely amazing. So ancient man had the capacity to quarry, you know, mine, plane, and move, and use in buildings and lift massive things, such as Stonehenge. But these are much better condition than Stonehenge, as far as the smoothing out process for the most part. What can we say except the biblical worldview is correct of a brilliant ancient man, and possibly very large, in certain instances, ancient man, confirming the scripture, giants pre and post deluge. So God bless you. We love you. Thanks for being here. Check out our other podcasts here on the channel. Share with your friends, family, church family, and subscribe. Helps people find us. Leave us a 5-star review. That helps people find us. We'll see you later. Bye-bye.